Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will describe the basis for why the Sanhedrin Gedolah is 71 and the smaller ones are 23. Sanhedrin Gedolah Haisel Shoshivim Yechad. The superior Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court, consists of 71 judges. Ukitana, and the small Sanhedrin, Shel Esir Ushlosha, is made up of 23. How do we know that the large Sanhedrin has to be made, comprised of 71? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu first appointed the very first Sanhedrin, it says, Esva li shivim ish mizikna Yisrael. Hashem told him to gather together 70 of the zikanim, of the elders of Israel. Moshe al gaban, and Moshe on top of them, haray shivim v'yechad, that makes 71. Rabbi Yehuda omer shivim. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, you only have to have 70 judges. And he understands that Moshe Rabbeinu was not part of that 71 in terms of the count. Now, how do we know that the small Sanhedrin is comprised of 23? This is a little bit more complex source. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says regarding meeting out the death penalty, v'shavtu ha'eda, it says they shall judge, which indicates a sense of a guilty verdict. V'tzilo ha'eda, and the eda should save, so that indicates a decree of innocence. Eda shafetas, eda matzelos. You need to have an eda which is mechayev, which is saying he's guilty, and another eda which says that he's innocent. Harei kan esrim, that comes up to 20. So far we know you need 20 judges, because you have to have at least a group that could potentially say guilty and 10 that could say innocent. Now, and the Mishnah says, as an aside, minayin lo eda shiasara. How do we know that eda, which the Torah is using here, means 10. Shenemar, because it says by the Meraglim, by the spies, Ad Masay lo Eda Hara Hazos. Hashem said, until when am I going to have this evil Eda, this evil group? And that's Yotsu Yoshua Kolev. That's excluding Yoshua and Kolev, who were the good spies. That leaves 10. So you know that an Eda is 10. So we know we have 10 being pronouncing guilt, 10 potentially pronouncing innocence. That makes 20. Now, how do you know to add the additional 3? Menayin lahavi od shlosha. How do we know to add the additional 3? Mimasha shenemar. Because since the pasuk says regarding the idea of following the majority, it says losia achari rabim l'ros. You shouldn't follow the majority for evil, for bad, for negativity, for guilt. Shemea ani. I would say on the basis of that, I make a deduction and say sheyeh imam l'tova. But I do follow the majority when it comes to something positive, when it comes to innocence. Im Cain, if so, Lama Namar, then why did the Torah need to tell us that, quote, Acharei Rabim Lahatos, that we follow the majority? We already should be able to presume that if there are certain instances where you should not supposed to follow the majority, that in other instances, such as innocence, you would follow the majority. That's to teach you, Lok HaTayosu L'Tova HaTayosu L'Ra, that the following the majority for good is not the same as and innocence is not the same as following the majority for guilt. Hatayasu l'tov al pi echad. You can follow the majority for innocence, for good, just on the basis of one vote, on one person's say-so. You only need a majority of one. Hatayasu l'ra al pi shnayim. When it comes to pronouncing a guilty verdict, you need shnayim, you need two judges, what we'll call a supermajority, or a very small supermajority. It has to be two votes. So it comes out that you would need to have at least two judges. You know, if you had a split verdict, you had 10 saying guilty, 10 saying innocent, and you could say innocent just with 11 judges, that would make 21. But if you wanted to say guilty, you would need 22. You would have to have 12 judges going for guilt and 10 saying innocent. You would have two overpowering them. So that makes 22. And then there's a rule of ein beis din shakel. We don't ever have a beis din that is equal, that's even numbered. And therefore, masif an alein od echad, we add an additional one to be a tiebreaker. Harei kan esrim shlosha, therefore you have a total of 23. Now, different question the Mishnah raises at the end. V'kama yeheva ir v'sei ru'i l'sanhedrin. How many people need to be in the city? What sort of level of population do you need in order that you could actually have a Sanhedrin appointed there? Me'a v'esrim. The Tanakhama says 120. Now, the Gemara explains that the 120 is based on the following calculation. The Sanhedrin itself is made up of 23, and they used to have three rows of Talmidei Chachamim, scholars, in front of it, from which they could add on to the Beis Din if they needed. That makes a total of, that's four times, that's 3 plus 1, that's 4 times 23. It's a total of 92. Asara Batlanim, you have to have 10 people who sit in the Beis HaMedrash. That's already 102. Shneis, you have two Sofrim who write down the words of those who are saying innocent, those who are saying guilty. Those are two Sofrim. That's 104. And you have two Shamashim of the Beis Din to carry out the verdicts. And that would be 106. You have the two litigants. That would be 108. You need two witnesses, 110. And you need two potential Edom Zomim, people who could prove them to be false. That's 112. And then you need two Zomim Zomim, those who could prove those ones to be false. That's 114. And then you need to have, in addition to that, you need to have two Gabay Tzedakah. That's 116. And a third Gabite for the dividing of the tzedakah, giving out of the tzedakah, that's 117. That's because tzedakah is collected with two and is divided up by a total of three, so you need a third person there. Then you have to rofe, you have to have a doctor, lavlar, you have to have a sofer, and finally for 120th, you need malami tinokus, you need to have a rebbe for the children. That's a total of 120. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Rabbi Nechemiah argues, it says, Masayim Ushloshim, you need to have, in order to have a small center, you need to have 230 people in the city, Keneged Sari Asaros, because in the Midbar, in the wilderness, the smallest group of Minui, of appointment, was Sar Asara, somebody who was in charge of 10. So if each one of the members of the Sanhedrin is in charge of 10, it would be a total of 230.